My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So Brunson brings up the whole the parents got in the way thing. That goes back to last year when he signed the deal with the Knicks, I believe it was. Those comments I'm saying go back to, I think, last February or something, whenever Cuban spoke about it. And so clearly Jalen wanted to get something off his chest. Watching that, Cuban seemed, while I thought he was great in the beginning and great after this, seemed annoyed with the way the negotiation went down. Because what Chris didn't play was Cuban saying, we kept talking to the agent and we made him an offer. The agent said, not enough. And they said, fine, what's the number? And never heard back. Now, Jalen Brunson is saying that you guys kind of went silent on me. And so I signed with the Knicks because they gave me a great deal. Everybody and their brother knows that Rick Brunson being hired by the Knicks was part of this, even if they are going to say it. We're not stupid. Yeah. Right. So I think there's truth in all of this. But I guess to me would be, was there a miscommunication between the Mavericks, Brunson's agent, and Brunson? Because Cuban was very clear. They were never, ever called back after they made an initial offer. It was radio silence.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you talk about Jalen, you know, I know when Brunson was at the Mavs, he was unhappy with Rick Carlisle at the time. And I think it's a lot of that happened because how he was handled in the playoffs. On top of that, I thought that was a sour note for him. On top of that, the number wasn't right. And then to your point, the player never really knows. I'm trusting the agent to do the job. Yep. I'm trusting Mark Cuban to make it right. That's the discourse. And on top of that, I do think Brunson ultimately wanted to be here. He's a local. He's a Jersey guy. His father's a Jersey guy. Father played at Temple. He played at Villanova. So I thought there was – I don't think Brunson takes enough responsibility of saying that part, of saying, like, you know, yeah, I love the Mavs, but I wanted to go home. I wanted to play in a bigger market where I'm familiar with, and I could be the guy. Now, the discourse between the parents, I think that's more dad-Cuban thing. They know each other. Brunson, Brunson Sr. played in the league, coached Chicago, Minnesota, Denver Nuggets. So I think there was a personal relationship between there. Because at the end of the day, if me and you go to work together, right, and my son is playing on your team, and you're like, listen, let's put Junior aside. We're friends. Make it work. Mm-hmm. Like you're trusting on the relationship that we have that this is going to ultimately go to work out. We don't have to get to the paper. We don't have to make it. And I think that's what spoiled it, because I think behind the curtain, Mark knows Rick on a personal level.
Right.
And so he's like, listen, let's make it work. Like, well, I want you here. We've known each other for a number of years. Let's just make it work. And it didn't work. So Cuban's like, oh, so maybe we weren't as tight as I thought.
I'm using the word angry. Maybe hurt is the right word. Like the facial expressions, that's why the audio is great. But if you watch it, even Brunson seemed uncomfortable asking the question and bringing it up, but clearly it was something that he wanted to say and wanted Cuban to know that he was annoyed as well by the things he said, when in fact Brunson, it seemed to me, watching both of them, that they had a much different idea of how things went down.
Right, and for Cuban, it's cool now because you think about it. When Brunson left, they didn't make the playoffs, right? It wasn't until they acquired Kyrie Irving. Obviously, they went to the finals this year. So that's why Cuban's like, well, we got our guy.
Mm-hmm.
But if Kyrie Irving doesn't land to the Mavericks, I don't know if that interview happens. I think it's,
it might not.
I think it's still some hostility on Cuban's part. I think he's sour about it solely because he thought there was a, maybe a deeper relationship between dad and him and damn sure Brunson and him. So now that is kind of water underneath the bridge. Cuban can now, from a standpoint, he was like, well, we went to the finals without you. You know, maybe there should have been some dialogue that we should have had, just didn't happen.
And
you're obviously good on your side. I'm good on my side. We're good.
And it's hard to argue with that. Like when he says, I'm glad you're happy, we're happy. And even I think Josh Hart, I think it was Josh Hart chimed in and said, well, I mean, you guys did go to the, maybe it was in Brunson.
Yeah.
You guys did go to the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. So it did work out in the end. But how you got there is probably not what they anticipated.
Especially, you know, from Cuban's standpoint, when Luka getting hurt, he took over that, that series. You know, he took over that team. He was the guy.
Where he became a star.
100%. So I think for Cubans, like, I let a star walk out of there, walk out of this building feeling like I had a guy who's going to be a part of the, because a part of the organization for a long time, and I got a guy who's going to carry the brand and really give this locker room the uplift it needs. That didn't happen. So, but it worked out. I do think I would have loved to hear Rick Brunson Sr.'s side of it. You know, how much.
I don't know that he's ever talked about it. I don't know. He might have.
He probably won't. He probably shouldn't, too. He probably shouldn't to kind of protect everybody at the table. But overall, I think whatever, for Mark to say that or for Brunson to say that, there had to have been more dialogue that we just don't know about.
What also is interesting in terms of the money that he got from the Knicks, if you remember, when the Knicks got him, everyone was expecting him to come here, and I think everybody was excited that he was going to be a really good piece and a really good player.
We didn't know about him, too.
Everyone thought the Knicks overpaid for
him.
Correct. Not underpaid, as it turned out. So then the question would be, all right, Cuban and the Mavericks put out an offer. What was it? Did it even rival what the Knicks gave? Were they going to overpay? I think they could have given him the max at that point. It sound, again, just sounded, watching it and listening to it, that they probably didn't go to the max, but probably gave him a really nice offer. Well, the Knicks came in pretty hot, and the overall thought was they got their guy, but damn, they paid too much.
Yeah, but
it turned out to be wrong.
Right, it turned out to be wrong, but I also think from Brunson's standpoint, when you see a guy take a pay cut, and meaning, you know, not get the bag into the extent that most people feel like he deserved, I think that speaks volumes to the new culture in New York. Like, I feel like even though they feel like he overpaid, but really not, because of the makeup of the guy, and he's local, and I think it's all worked out for the New York
Knicks. The makeup of the guy, meaning Brunson, could be another reason why Cuban is sitting here saying, not only is he a great basketball player, it's kind of what I was talking about with Dak Prescott last hour. Not only is Jalen Brunson a great basketball player, that's who you want to be the face of your franchise. And I'm not saying Luka's not.
If you give a guy a max deal, you need him to be an ambassador.
Yeah.
And Brunson has worn that with pride.
And loves it.
And embraces it. So I don't think the New York has had that type of, outside of Jeter, to kind of have that type of esteem and to be held in the public. Like, you know, if this guy can potentially run for mayor, he's going to get some votes.
He might be. I mean, I'd have to think about it. Maybe people would say Eli, but he might be the most humble superstar we've had in New York in a long time.
Without a doubt.
I mean, Eli was an aw shucks, you know, just happy to be here and then performed in the big games, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
But Brunson, to me, is like another level of, he almost seems embarrassed. Like when Hart called him the captain when they were talking with Cuban, he almost looks embarrassed by it.
Correct.
By the success. And when they talk about his contract, he's always like, stop talking. Just stop talking.
Well, I think for him, his makeup is all ball. He understands he plays on Broadway. He understands the lights and the microscope he's under. But for him, what makes him comfortable is him just going to work. Like, some guys don't mind mixing the batter to make the donuts. Right? They don't need to be in front of the store. They're okay with being the guy who, the reason why the donuts are great, because there's a master at work behind the curtain. So, yeah, I think he's that type of guy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.